The Money Podcast with your hosts, Justin Harrison and David Bester. Money, 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 money. Let's talk about money.
Today we are talking about a very hot topic, which of course is cryptocurrency. Now, cryptocurrency have made a lot of people millionaires overnight, and now all of a sudden everyone wants a piece of the pie, right? So in this episode, we are going to be discussing cryptocurrency and help you determine if you should be investing in cryptocurrency or not. So Justin, why is cryptocurrency so hot right now? Or actually not right now, it has been in the last few years.
Well, I think it's the new kid on the block. It's exciting. It's disruptive in many senses of the word, and it appeals to the inner gambler inside of every single one of us. I mean, who doesn't want to put down a minimal amount of money and turn it into millions? I think that's the dream for everybody, right? I mean, it's like almost the concept of walking into a casino, putting money in the slot machine and winning instantly. And I think that's what has inspired a lot of people to move towards cryptocurrency. As much as people might be talking about the fact that it's really disruptive, people ultimately are very self-serving. People want to make money, people want to get rich, and that's why people are talking about cryptocurrency. And then of course, there is the other side of the table where it is a disruptive technology which promises to decentralize money, take control away from governments and, you know, authoritarian states, and really give the power back to the people. And so those two narratives combined have really just made for something that is super sexy, super attractive, and I mean, who wouldn't want a piece of the pie, right?
No, of course, but I think you touched on a very important thing there as well, is obviously most people investing in it, it is self-serving. You know, you want to make a quick buck very, very quickly. So I think only 1%, maybe even less than 1% of the people actually invest in it because of the disruptive nature of cryptocurrencies. I think more than 99% of the people are just investing in it to make money, you know, and that's why so many people are actually calling it a Ponzi scheme at this point. So we've seen a lot of billionaires and institutions in the past calling it a Ponzi scheme and just something that will fall completely flat. And a lot of them have backtracked on it, you know. So what do we make of it now? Is it an investment? I'm not going to ask you if it's a good investment, because that's a debate we can have all day here. But is it an investment or not? I mean, you can't compare it to the stock market because stocks have something tangible behind them, right? But cryptocurrency is, they don't really have anything tangible, right?
So I think before I answer that question, some context to my answer. I reviewed well over 500 cryptocurrency projects last year. And I did a deep dive into the metrics. I did a deep dive into what was making those projects work, how the projects were promoted, the incentives behind them, and of course the thing that we talk about, which is utility. In other words, how is that project actually going to make the world a better place? What actual usage does it have in the world? And the thing that's really scary, Dov, is out of the top 10 cryptocurrencies currently, none of them were in the top 10 5 years ago. And in fact, those that were in the top 10 5 years ago, nine of them have all but completely disappeared. So I think there is a very, very real risk here in exactly what you just were touching on, that there's no real intangible value. So to answer your question, is this an investment? It is absolutely not investment. Now, you know, people are going to turn around and say, but my neighbor made a fortune on Bitcoin. My neighbor bought Ethereum and he's making so much money. He's bought a Lambo and he doesn't know what to do with his money. The problem is those are exceptions. Those are exceptions to the case. And I need to explain this to people in the most logical manner I can. Cryptocurrency has no underlying utility. The only reason the price of cryptocurrency goes up is if we all buy. The only reason it goes down is if we all sell. And so ultimately, it is based purely on the perception of people's opinions at the time. And people will argue certain things like, Bitcoin is a store of value, and because there's a limited amount of Bitcoin, it does have some kind of intrinsic value. Absolutely not the case. People talk about the fact that certain cryptocurrencies are linked to certain commodities like gold. Absolutely not the case. I think the problem is that it's so easy to get caught up in the hype of things that we fail to actually see the facts in front of us. And the fact is very simple. Cryptocurrency has no intrinsic value. Now, as you know, I'm a big believer in the blockchain. I love the blockchain. I think the blockchain is the most disruptive technology of modern kind. I think it's the one thing that has the ability to propel us forward as humanity, whether it's in finance, whether it's in terms of the way we work and interact. The blockchain is amazing. I don't think cryptocurrency is amazing. Now, having said that, do I have some money in cryptocurrency? I absolutely do. but it is a speculation. I have no idea whether it's going to do well. I'm making an assumption. There's no intrinsics that I can look at and say, here is something to base value on. And I looked at 500 plus projects last year. All of them were absolute rubbish, including Bitcoin.
Yes, look, like you said, it's purely a speculation play, you know. I think most of the people investing into it just want to make a quick buck real quick. So to be completely transparent with you guys, I also own Bitcoin and Ethereum. And I've owned it actually well before you, Justin. I actually bought it back in, it was about 2016. I bought cryptocurrency for the first time and I still hold it. And I will admit it, I was very lucky with it and I've made a lot of money with cryptocurrency. However, that money is still just lying there. So that could still drop more than 80% and then I'm probably left with basically what I put in, right? So that is the reality of things. So I do understand that it is a speculation play. So the problem I have with cryptocurrency, and it sounds like we're bashing it, but we're actually not bashing it because both of us actually own it. But the problem I have is I've been seeing people wanting to take loans, taking out personal loans, taking out home equity loans on their properties in order to buy cryptocurrency. And that is just absolute madness, you know? I mean, you are taking a loan now for something like, I mean, if you talk about personal loans in South Africa, people take loans up to 20% on interest. And then they hope that this cryptocurrency will give them more than 20% because that's essentially what they do, right? But like we've seen in the last 3 months or so, cryptocurrency, or in the last month, cryptocurrency dropped by about 40% of its value, you know, and there are many times in the past where Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency have fallen between 50 and 80%. So now all of a sudden you take out a personal loan, you are left with 80% of the money, but you're still paying an additional 20% of interest on that personal loan. And that is my issue. People use money that they can't actually afford to invest in cryptocurrency. And that's the problem I have with cryptocurrency and the general population and their mindset around cryptocurrency.
Well, I have a much deeper concern, and that is that I truly do believe that cryptocurrency is a Ponzi scheme. I think it is the world's cleverest, fanciest Ponzi scheme, because here's what happens. People go and invest into cryptocurrency, and you know, a couple of months later, the cryptocurrency is worth half of what they bought it for. Or even a year later, 2 years later, suddenly the value's dropped. Now you've got to ask, let's say you put $1,000 into cryptocurrency, you're now only left with 500. The question is, where did your 500 go? Okay? And the answer is very simple. It went to those who sold at the high, right? Because they bought and sold. It's exchanging hands. And all it is, it's siphoning money off from the masses into the hands of a few. And this is what is happening with cryptocurrency. There has been an unrealistic and unnatural transfer of wealth through cryptocurrency. And I can promise you now, this is going to be a story that is going to continue to play out for the next decade. Because unfortunately, this leads right into the number one psychological element in all of humanity, and that is greed. People ultimately don't face up to the logic of things because they're greedy.
Look, let's face it. Let's debunk some of these myths that are going around, right? So people say it's a store of value. Okay, so what happens when inflation rises? Well, then usually Bitcoin is supposed to be a store of value. So we've been seeing really high inflation lately, but the price of cryptocurrency has been going down. Then there are other people saying, well, the financial markets are rigged because of the hedge funds and the institutions, right? So it's completely uncorrelated with the equity markets. But that's also a myth, because when the equity markets dropped in the last month, cryptocurrency dropped along with that. So it isn't correlated or uncorrelated with the equity markets, and it's also not really a store of value. So there's my point I'm trying to make here is there are so many uncertainties with Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, is no one really knows how it's going to play out, and no one really can say for certain what is going to happen, because there have been so many things that have changed in the last few years when it comes to cryptocurrency, and it's a very fast changing industry. But now, with that being said, now that we've discussed cryptocurrency and now that people know that we're not against cryptocurrency because we actually own it, how do you decide what amount of your savings you will be putting into cryptocurrency? Because like I just said, I mean, it's just absolute madness taking out a loan in order to invest in cryptocurrency. So the next logical choice is using some of your savings, right? So what kind of savings would you recommend people put into cryptocurrency if they really want to invest in cryptocurrency? Because let's face it, we are not going to change their minds. If they want to invest in it, they are going to invest in it.
Yeah, Darby, I think before I answer that question, it's just one thing I want to talk about my research quickly in those 500 projects that I looked at. There was one stat that really troubled me, and that was looking at the percentage of the top 100 holders in each cryptocurrency and how much of the crypto they held. Now, Bitcoin is currently sitting about 13%, so the top 100 holders hold about 13% of all Bitcoin. When you move to things like Ethereum and you go a little bit further down the list, that starts moving towards 70%, 90% holding. Now, what people need to understand is if all of the cryptocurrency in circulation, a certain coin, is held by 70 to 80 to 90% of the people, 90% of the coins are being held by the top 100 people, that's a big percentage. That is a percentage that, in crypto terms, people talk about a rug pull. Essentially, those top 100 holders could entirely collapse the market and run away with people's money. And that's the concern I have. So the question, to answer your question, it's very simply based on what I've just said to you, is that if you're going to invest into crypto, you shouldn't be investing money that you're not prepared to lose. That's the first argument I'm going to make. It's something I spoke about extensively last year on our YouTube channel and said to people, look, we're not going to stop you from investing in crypto. You're ultimately going to do it because that's just human nature. But don't go and invest money that you're not prepared to lose. Now, the question is, how much of your income are you prepared to lose? How much are you comfortable with losing? How much money can you lose before it starts hurting you? And so I would say treat it exactly the same way as if you were going to the casino. You know, you and I are probably the two worst patrons for a casino ever because we walk in with $100. We play until that $100 is done, or we make $100 back. We put our original $100 back in our pocket and we play with the casino's money. And that is typically the way you and I have always done everything, whether it's in a casino, whether it's doing cryptocurrency or investing in speculative stocks. That is generally the way you and I do it. We take profits and we obviously let the house pay for its own game. But the thing is, I don't think there's a percentage that you can put to it because it's going to vary for every single person. But my question to you is, how much can you lose before it starts hurting you? And you shouldn't invest any more than that. That's my answer.
I think if you lie awake at night thinking about it, then it's already too much.
Look, all I'm saying is with a concentrated holding in these cryptocurrencies the way it is, with, you know, the top 100 holders having 90% of all the store value of those coins, you've got to be prepared to lose the money. It's going to happen. So, you know, face facts, face reality. By all means, we're not saying don't take a swing at it. We're not saying don't get into this whole exciting world of trading and you know, potentially doubling your money. By all means, go and do it. But understand something. You're probably going to lose money along the way, so prepare for it.
Yes, so to sum this up, cryptocurrency is obviously very speculative and you should only invest what you can afford to lose. So like Justin said, we treat it as a casino. Whenever we go to the casino, we take an X amount and we basically write it off because if we lose it, it's gone. But if we double it, we take our profits or we take the initial money, put it back in our pockets and then invest with the rest of the money. And that's how you should treat cryptocurrency as well. Never take out a loan to take out cryptocurrency. Never overextend yourself and only invest the money that you can actually afford to lose. If you lie awake at night thinking about your cryptocurrency investment, well, then it's probably too much already.
You've been listening to the Money Podcast. To get access to our future episodes, please subscribe to our podcast via your podcast app and be sure to check out our YouTube channel, Global Money Academy.